In Philippians chapter 2, you got something going on. Verses 1 through 11 should be a cornerstone of your Bible reading, of your Bible understanding. This is where it's at. This is the story of Jesus coming down from heaven and in this supernatural way, being a man and God at the same time, and in humility, being obedient, even as a sniffling baby in the manger of Mary and the whole Bethlehem Christmas deal, okay? And then on to the Easter story. This is the scripture. This is where it's at. And Paul is starting off chapter 2 by saying, look, if you got anything, okay, comfort, encouragement, compassion, make my joy complete and be like-minded, okay? Have unity. Be more effective. Be like me. I know how to follow Christ, okay? Don't be selfish, okay? Be humble. Be like Jesus. Think, what would Jesus do? This is where it's at, folks, okay? Don't look just at your own interests. Have the attitude of Jesus. Understand Jesus more. Get to know him more. Live like him. That just perpetuates more understanding of who he is, which perpetuates more living like him. Okay? This is going to glorify God. It's also going to make Paul's ministry flourish and have fruit. He knows all these dynamics way even more than I could say. He knows what's going on. He's giving him the ball. He's saying run with it. He's giving him the play. He's also saying there in verse 12 and on that their character, okay, is the same whether he's there or not. That is a good thing. D.L. Moody said, character's what you are in the dark. And he's acknowledging this, that they are consistent. And he's encouraging them again not to complain and argue, but to have this testimony that is not a hindrance or a barrier to reaching more people. Because they shine like stars in the universe. And you think about that. We are to be a light and to reflect God's love, the love of Jesus. And Paul is literally pouring himself out like this offering, and he's saying, go get them. And he's making the sacrifice by the fact that he wants them to make the sacrifice of living a godly life. And he's putting it all together here in chapter 2. Again, telling him what Jesus has done in his humble journey of being a God who humbles himself to be a man. Once again, I'll say that. I mean, as I've said before, I mean, I would no more want to become a dog, okay, with my dog Beagle, to hang out with him, do dog things, okay, sniff dog bottoms, eat like a dog, smell like a dog, and then die a martyr's death to forgive the sins of this dog. I just wouldn't do it. I don't love the dog that much. Okay? I wouldn't go to the trouble. I didn't create the dog like we have this creator aspect with God, but if you see the absurdity in that, it's just such a magnificent, wonderful picture of Christ becoming man and doing the deal for us, being that redemption, that propitiation, which is a fancy word of saying God was satisfied on the cross, and that's what took care of our sins. The penalty was paid. It was paid in full. Fancy word, propitiation, and that kind of comes out in those first 11 verses. And then Paul goes into this thing about more travel plans and so forth with Timothy and Epaphroditus, something you probably wouldn't name your children, but you get the picture that he's continuing these discipleship relationships. They're so important. If you are a teenager and you're not being discipled, it's your fault. Go find a godly person, have them mentor you, get with someone. It'll change your life. Go for it. If you're someone that can offer this mentoring relationship or scenario, offer it, pray about it, get with someone. This is the model for the church. This is the cell group. This is the one-on-one. This is the youth group. This is the ministry. Okay, this type of relationship, someone knowing how to project that to other ones and just being an example for them in Christ, loving them enough to write this letter and to see the love and to not only get the theology, okay, and the instruction and the love, but the personal warmth and affection in the letter. That is the deal. Chapter 2 is the bomb.